You're listening to Stateside. I'm Laura Weber Davis, in for Cynthia Canty. What cities do you think of when you think of Michigan? Maybe Detroit, Grand Rapids, a tourist destination like Traverse City or Saugatuck? But what about places that are often overlooked, the cities that you've never been to in your state? Michigan Radio's web feature In Focus looks at places that deserve a little bit of showing off. Michigan Radio's Zaria Phillips is here to tell us about their latest stop, the city of Flint. Zaria, welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
Not bad. Why did you choose Flint?
Well, the In Focus project is not only about highlighting underrated towns, it was also about changing perception. So Flint is one of those places that I thought really deserved a change of perception. So when most people think of Flint, they think of the water crisis. So we wanted to hang out with a Flint resident, particularly a person of color who really suffered the brunt of the fallout from the water crisis, to show us what the city's really like.
So what were some of the highlights from your trip?
Really talking to the people, you know, Stepping Stones Falls is a beautiful waterfront park. And when we visited, we saw a lot of families out there with their kids. A lot of people were there to feed the fish. And we even met a resident, Gary Jones, who was biking along the Iron Belt Trail, which runs through the park. And he told us that he returned to Flint after traveling and living across the country because it felt familiar to him and it was home.
No, I mean, it's just like the old shoe, you know, you just, I mean, you know it. Yeah, you know it, you know, and you don't get caught up in the aesthetic issues, you know.
Well, Zaria, what do you want readers to take away?
Well, that Flint is thriving despite what outsiders think. India Young is the resident that showed us around. And she said that outside of Flint, a lot of people only think about the water crisis. So at the end of the trip, we got ice cream at a roadside stand, and we talked to India about what some of the perceptions are that non-residents have.
I think people forget to look at all angles of the situation. There was a time when people would look down on Flint because of the water situation instead of, oh, dang, these people really don't have clean water. You know, it was like, these are the residents' fault that they don't have clean water. I don't mind it. I just like for people to be educated about it when they talk about it, because I feel like this is our home. You know, we don't have control over that. Exactly. And then a lot of times people say, well, why don't you guys just move? Do we have the money to just get up and move, you know?
You can find the latest installment of In Focus looking at the city of Flint. Go to michiganradio.org. Zaria Phillips, thanks again.
Of course. It was a pleasure.